for a little while.
All right.
I got some energy.
We have those Amazon meals to cook later.
Yeah.
I got one for me and one for you, man.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
It looks good. I'm not a mushroom guy, but that...
probably separate. We could probably...
I think I'm going to go in for this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I made a bolognese sauce this week. Instead of using meat, I put mushrooms in it.
Okay.
And the poops have been good. Actually, quick shout out to Lindsay. Poops have been great, actually, lately. We talk about poops very openly. Especially, like, you know, if you've had some bad poops...
Not a good feeling.
It's not a good... That's like, being sick is like a... Right here. Bad poops is like right next to that, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, you throw your day off. Because, like, there's where I take my poops is a set... It's a set thing. And if I have to go here at the station...
Bad news.
Worse news. Fake news. It's just bad.
Derail your train.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Mm. All right. Well, hey, Fast and Loose will go on for as long as we think about doing it. And it's 4 o'clock. Nobody's here yet. So we're just going to go for it. WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening, Andrew. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
Much appreciated.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought the commercial was actually pretty good, but what about something like this? Bear wakes up after a night of raging, right? And that bathroom's completely destroyed, like Chernobyl. And Bear's like, if that's what's on the walls, what's the deal with my ass? So he checks it. He's totally clean. The Charmin's done its job. Charmin.
to know all about that other guy, the handsome man with athletic thighs. I know all about the time before, yeah, but that obsessive little bitch boy. They might make you think you're happy, yeah, maybe for a minute or two. They can't make you laugh, no, they can't make you feel the way. Garden where your flowers can bloom. I will buy you a new car, perfect shiny new. I will buy you that big house way up in the West Hills. I will buy you a new life. Oh yeah. I will buy you a garden where your flowers can bloom. I will buy you a new car, perfect shiny new. I will buy you that big house way up in the West Hills. I
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is Harumi Hasano.
Of course.
Legendary Japanese music producer. He's worth a Wikipedia.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely 100%. Yeah. It's the easiest call I've ever done in my life. I mean, it's
the song's called Sportsmen.
Sports team. Weren't you telling me there's like this band called Music, Band? And it was like you were like, it was.
I think there is. I remember reading about a band called Music Band. It's like, how do you find that?
You can't. Or like, there was definitely a Hard Times article that was like, band actually being called out for naming a lot of their like songs after sports, and like, because like American baseball and American football. I don't
modern something.
Modern baseball and American football are both bands.
Yeah.
And there's even like Soccer Mommy is like a, you know, that's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I think we're going to wrap it up because we both just realized we're pretty hungry. So
there's a band. This is called Hockey.
Yeah. Yes.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. There is a band. That's a good band. I love that band. We're going to name it Hockey. Is he saying, well, I'll be your sportsman?
I think he says, I'll be a sportsman, but it's kind of a weird voice. Yeah. It's cool.
Without a doubt, that's what's going on. Hey, a special shout out to Owen Cops.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Cops?
Cool man. Cops out there moving some stuff.
Doing the people's work.
Yeah. Also out there with him, all the other people moving stuff with Cops today.
It's a big weekend.
Yeah, stay hydrated, guys. This is the big weekend. Don't get injured.
Be smart.
Be smart. Use both hands.
Proper lifting technique.
Yeah, lift with your legs. And yeah, take breaks. Take breaks.
Yeah.
You're getting paid by the hour.
Don't be a hero.
Yeah, don't be a hero. That dresser's heavier than you think. And if you see any boxes of jeans,
please.
In the like, anywhere, seriously, anywhere from like 32 to 35, I can adjust. I can bring them in.
Yeah.
I'm like a 33, which like you can't find those. And then on the length, 34. At least 34, 35 on the length. What are you at right now?
Fluctuate. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I know. That's hard. Right now, like you see this?
Yeah.
I do this all. This happens all the time. Okay.
If you're not in the studio, there's no way to explain what just happened.
Do you have to do that?
No.
That's the part that fluctuates. It's not down here. It's fine. It's up here.
Understood.
And so, especially like, yeah. That's why, like, I gotta make sure my shirts are long enough.
Yeah.
All the time. So anyway, I'm also not buying the right size pants.
We do. You're not. It sounds like you're not buying pants.
I'm not. I'm just not. So the pants I have are the pants I've got. Current number one depth chart pair of pants I got from like the Somerville Clothing Exchange. We were volunteering over there as a bread staff, and I found a pair of pants, and I just go, I think these would actually fit me. And the person working there was like, you got to take those pants. And I was like, felt really bad about it. And they're like, no, take them. And then I took them, and now they're the best pants I own. Like, easily.
That's what you want, man.
Yeah, well. Okay, well, we listened to Wolf Alice, Giant Peach, Blood Red Shoes, It's Getting Boring by the Sea. In there was the SNL sketch about Charmin. Did that one for Andrew. Just need that Philly accent back in my life, you know? And then Everclear, I'll Buy You a New Life. If this was another show, we would just play that whole album. That was the album my mom famously didn't allow Tyler, my older brother, to have. He's got it now, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's stuck in that age.
Joke's on her.
Yeah. That's all he listens to. Like, there's a 3-year span of music that's his exclusive listening to.
That's not a bad period to be stuck in.
I mean, it's not, but still, like, I mean, when you like don't even have enough CDs to like put in a 6-CD changer, like it's changing at 4. Whatever. Where's Your Car, Debbie by Slaves, and then Orange Julius by Joyce Manor.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that song. Self-titled. I one time famously was like, oh yeah, Patrick, that's like off that album ST. And he's like, that means self-titled. I was like, damn. I'm never gonna be you.
One of those moments you never forget.
Yeah. It's true. For him, it was nothing, but for me, it was everything. He's probably out there listening.
I know that feeling.
Big time shout out to Patrick. Anything you want to say to the old...
I think I said all I have to say.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for hosting me.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Dude, always a pleasure to have you, you know? You're listening to WMFO in Medford. For the next probably like 38 minutes, it's going to be a computer. So enjoy that. And tune in for, let's do this. Let's do a little bump for the Desperate Hours. Starts at 6 tonight. That's a great show. 6 to 8, all vinyl. And the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres.
It's worth your time.
It's totally worth your time. So have a great time, and we're gonna switch on over to Speed Fossil.
Time is short. There is nothing that you need to bring. We've already got one another. You know we've got everything. I know a corner street cafe where we can sit and talk all day. You tell me about all the things you've seen and all the places that you've been. And in the meantime, we'll get some drinks. It's so good to see you, my friend. Cannot wait until we get there. I wish this day would never end. When I think of all the times I tried to tell you what was on my mind, it makes me laugh. And now we're here, it's just the two of us. We're having fun, there is no reason for the past.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop.
Goodbye window, tired star. And I'll Thank you.
I plopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger called Salt and Sam was a chasing pose with Sue. Trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil eye,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed me.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the bus.
And then,
and then,
and then along came John. Along came Lonely Lanky John. Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue was having fits. But that fiddle said,
give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed
her, and then
he tied her up,
and then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite,
and then,
and then,
and then along came John, tall, thin John, slow walking John,
slow talking John.
Along came Lonely Lanky John. But there was the same old shoot 'em up and the same old rodeo. Salty Sam wasn't trying to stoop. See Sue in a burlap sack, he said,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed
her, and then
he tied her up,
and then
he threw her on the railroad track,
and then
a train started coming,
and then,
and then,
and then along came John.
You know that I love to would live with you. But you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. Ah, so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry.
remember that great Phil Spector song, Baby, I Love You? End of the Century, a new Ramones album produced by Phil Spector on Sire Records, marketed by Warner Brothers.
Forever, never seeing no.